reminded me of that. For making the extra effort to participate today. So I'd like to convene this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of University of Illinois. At this time, I'd like to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Mr. Basta.
Here.
Ms. Blackwell.
Here.
Mr. Cepeda.
Here.
Ms. Craig Schilling.
Here.
Mr. Gutman. Mr. Humphrey.
Here.
Dr. McKinney.
Here.
Mr. Milhouse. Here. Ms. Mazan.
Here.
Ms. Phelan. Mr. Ruiz.
Here.
Dr. Traubert.
Here.
Governor Pritzker. Chairman, I would note that Trustees Mazan and Blackwell are joining us from a public space in Urbana with Trustees Milhouse, Ruiz, Cepeda, and McKinney joining us at a public space here in Chicago. The remainder of those who are present are joining us via Zoom.
Great. Thank you, Secretary Stein. Appreciate everyone being here today as we consider a key initial step in the process of selecting the next president for the University of Illinois system. Before we get to that, it is time for public comment. Secretary Stein, did you receive any requests for public comment?
I did not receive requests for public comment at this time.
Great. I guess in that case, we can move to our first and only item to consider today, which is the approval of the composition of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president. Before I present the agenda item, I believe it would be helpful to the entire board and everyone assembled to hear a summary of the search timeline as it stands today. Secretary Stein, would you please describe and walk through the process and walk through the timeline for the process?
Happy to do that, Mr. Chairman. I'll just remind folks that we've had some previous conversations to highlight some of this, so some of this will be familiar to you, but this is the latest view that we have as a team putting the search process together. This week, we are in the process of reviewing proposals for search firms. That's one action that's happening this week, and that will continue into next week. We are also here, of course, to, as the chairman said, approve composition of the search committee. Shortly after that, tomorrow, I will issue letters on behalf of the board to all of the various constituency groups that are to be represented on that search committee, asking them to deliver nominations by April 8th back to the board office. Next in the timeline is our March 19th standing board meeting. At that time, we should be prepared for the board to officially take a vote and select the search firm for the process, for the search process. And we'll obviously get you more information of that as that reevaluation process proceeds in the next week or two. After that March meeting, we'll begin conversations with the search firm to do some pre-planning for the rest of the search. As I mentioned, on April 8th, we will receive those nomination lists from those various constituencies. And from that time into late April, we will review those nominations and also prepare a committee charge. The plan is to hold a special meeting of the Board of Trustees in either the third or fourth week of April. We'll get a date nailed down here in the next several days with availability for all the trustees. And at that meeting, we would seat the members of the search committee as well as issue their charge. From that period on to mid-May, the search committee will hold a kickoff meeting. Date is to be determined at this point. And from mid-May to June, they will work with the search firm to develop a position profile, a prospectus, and do the early work before we go to a live search process. We will also work to schedule town halls at each of our universities to gather input from the community into that prospectus, where members of the committee, search committee, would participate and listen to those, to that input. This is something that has been traditionally done at these searches. This will land us somewhere in late June to mid-July to really be prepared to go open and recruiting and receiving applications. As we obviously get out on the time horizon, the exact dates of that become fuzzier, but that is the general timeline. The team that I've been working with, myself and Scott Rice and Jamie Painter, who's in Urbana with us, we've been working on all the details behind these steps, and so we'll continue to do so, consulting with Chairman Ruiz, and as the committee comes on, we'll continue to do that work as well. But that's the view in the moment, and I think we'll probably soon be ready to put that in a place where the public can see it as well in broad strokes so that they understand the timeline as well in the spirit of transparency about process as we go through this. And I guess before I go any further, I should ask my colleagues if it's okay with you, Chairman Ruiz, Scott, or Jamie, either, if you have anything you want to add or adjust to what I've described here.
I think that summarizes it very well. This is a key step for the board that's outlined actually in state law that the board should take this process. We do so in accordance with the Open Meetings Act, but also with very great care to respect those who will be interested in this position too. So it's a delicate balance we work on very carefully. And I just want to thank Jamie for her expertise working with the search firm, and Jeff's organization has been made my part of this really easy. So for that, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and I'll just add in to second Scott and Jeff. I also agree that I think our timeline is very doable for finding the best candidates. Luckily, we've got a little bit of a runway, and we've got a very good process that we've used in the past. So I think we're in a pretty really good shape to be able to find the best candidates across the country for this position.
Any questions from anyone for Jamie, Scott, or Jeff?
I do. In looking at the document and on board, I counted 23 people mm-hmm. on the committee. Is that, I think, that normally the composition of the committee, is it bigger, is it smaller?
Two people bigger.
Four people bigger. Two groups of two.
So it was 19, so we've gone to 23.
Okay.
Hopefully, and the key differences were adding a representative of the foundation. So foundation's an important partner. They've never had a role. I thought it was important to have them. And we now have three alumni associations. So instead of what was typically just a representative, alumni representative from Urbana-Champaign, now each university will have their own alumni representative on the search committee. So I'm hoping folks at UIS and UIC are supportive of that, since it hopefully allows those university communities to have an alumni representative.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I think maybe you misspoke. We've always had a foundation representative in recent searches. It's the administration position that we're thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a administration position that's open that we can discuss further, but it's been contemplated that an athletic director be a part of it, given the world of NIL that we live in, and potential investments in the Big Ten and all the things that are going on in that world that impact our university system substantially, it would be important to have that perspective at the table as well.
Thank you.
All right. I think we can jump ahead. So we're here to consider the approval of the composition of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president. State statute directs this board to elect a president to serve this university. To do so, the board will seek the assistance of a committee to advise the board throughout the search process, comprised of individuals from essential constituent groups of the system. The item being considered outlines a 23-member committee, including 3 members of this board, 8 faculty members. It's 3 from Urbana, 3 from Chicago, 2 from Springfield, 3 students, 1 academic professional staff member, 1 civil service staff member, 3 administration officers, 3 alumni, and a representative of the University of Illinois Foundation. As Secretary Stein just described, immediately after this committee composition is approved, the Board of Trustees will begin a consultative process to populate the committee, requesting nominations of individuals to serve and consulting with system leaders. The naming of specific individuals to the committee is anticipated to occur in late April, at which time the board will also charge the committee with its duties. So before I open the floor to questions or comments from my fellow trustees, I would like to recognize President Killeen to provide a few remarks about the item being considered.
Thank you, Chair Ruiz, and thank you, members of the board.
This is probably the most important responsibility of the board, and I want to commend you all for undertaking it with such care and a deep commitment to an inclusive process, because that will benefit the caliber of the pool. It will also provide some standing and status for the successful candidates. The composition of the search committee reflects the very best of our tradition, bringing together faculty, staff, students, and alumni to help shape the future of this one-of-a-kind university system. Our universities are strong because our community is strong. Shared governance, broad participation, and respect for diverse perspectives have always been the hallmarks of the University of Illinois system. I'm personally pleased, delighted to see these values reflected so clearly in the process, and I think many of our colleagues in the university system will agree with that. Right now, biased view, the UofI system enjoys extraordinary momentum. The opportunities ahead for our students, our research enterprise, and our faculty and staff, our clinical enterprise for the states we serve, are really truly significant. So this should be an incredibly attractive time for candidates to be very interested. The next president, therefore, will inherit a system that is thriving, ambitious, and deeply committed to public service. And we saw that, I believe, yesterday in firsthand in Springfield with bipartisan legislators and the whole community of alumni. I have great confidence that this committee, working in partnership with the board, will select a leader worthy of that promise. And I look forward to supporting the process in any way that's helpful and appropriate to ensure that a smooth and successful transition occurs when that time comes, one that is dignified, graceful, and role modeling for other elements of higher education. Thank you for your leadership and your dedication to the future of the University of Illinois system. And this is an important task. Thank you.
Thank you, President Kalina. And we were down for what we call Lobby Day yesterday in Springfield. Trustee Basta was there with 150 students from across all three universities, leadership team. Everybody was storming the Capitol and getting the message of U of I around the Capitol, and it was a fun, energizing day, but it was also very serious work, and it was very uplifting to see the reception everybody gets. Students steal the show, that's for sure, but it was also uplifting to see the gratitude that was given to President Killeen. And everybody understands that our university system is in a great place, and it wasn't necessarily the case 12 years ago. Some folks made a point of pointing that out. So, and for your selflessness in this process of giving us the luxury, truly the luxury of, as Jamie said, a long runway to get this job done and do it incredibly well with sufficient time. Not always the case, and so thank you for giving us that opportunity and being very selfless in your thoughtfulness in how you approach this close of this chapter in your life, and we all look forward to learning more about the next one, because I know there's a next one. And so with that, any other questions before we proceed? All right, if not, then we'll proceed to a vote. We will vote individually by board member, and Dr. Stein will please read the item on the agenda to be voted on at this time.
Item number one, approve composition of the search committee to assist in the selection of the president 2026.
Okay, may I have a motion to approve this item?
Motion.
Moved second. By Trustee Will Milhouse and seconded by Trustee McKinney. It has been moved, seconded. Is there any final discussion concerning this item? Hearing none, Secretary Stein, could you please call the roll?
Mr. Basta.
Yes to the item.
Ms. Blackwell.
Yes.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes.
Ms. Craig Schilling.
Yes.
Mr. Gutman.
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey.
Yes.
Dr. McKinney.
Yes.
Mr. Milhouse.
Yes.
Ms. Mazan.
Yes.
Ms. Phelan? Mr. Ruiz?
Yes.
Dr. Traubert?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. With this first official step in the search process now complete, on behalf of the entire board, I would like to express our appreciation for the hard work and support being provided by Jamie Painter, Senior Associate Vice President for Human Resources, as well as our board officers, University Counsel Scott Rice, and Board Secretary Dr. Stein. They will continue to provide day-to-day guidance and assistance throughout this process, and thank them and their teams for their outstanding effort thus far, and in advance for all the effort you're going to put in for the next 6, 7, 8 months, I suspect. As I noted back in January, selecting our next leader is among the board's, if not the board's, most important responsibility, and we are committed to the process that is inclusive and grounded in the highest standards of integrity. The board will closely coordinate with the committee and engage with constituent groups throughout the search process to ensure that the search reflects the values, aspirations, and excellence of the entire University of Illinois system. I do look forward to the town halls when I chaired the State Board of Education and we were seeking a state superintendent of education for Illinois back in 2006. We did town halls across the state and at least a half dozen, and it was very informative and helped build a tremendous amount of support for when Dr. Cook was ultimately selected and announced as the state superintendent of education. People felt that their voices were heard and reflected in the selection we made. So I look forward to hopefully that also being the case with our town halls here. And so we'll try to schedule them such so that hopefully everybody has an opportunity to go to a town hall at each of the university communities. At this time, we will deal with any old or new business. Is there any old business from the trustees that you would like to bring to the board? Hearing none, is there any new business from the trustees that anyone would like to bring to the board? Likewise. As a reminder, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the board will be held on March 19th, 2026, where it will be hosted by Chancellor Gooch at the University of Illinois Springfield. With that, I would entertain a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Trustee Cepeda and seconded by Trustee McKinney. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. Our business is concluded. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.